If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now, 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. Oh, man, it's not Monday. You realize that? It's not Monday. It's close enough to Monday? Yeah, I suppose so. We are here for the balance of the week, and what a show we had yesterday. I'm sure it was just filled with wonderful things and stuff that you need to know about and all that. Anyway, we are back live today. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, ready to tackle your tough money questions, answer some emails for you, and talk about things like taxes. Our big topic coming up is going to have to do with traditional versus Roth IRAs. It has a lot to do with taxes. Your tax brackets now versus tax brackets in the future. What about 401ks? Hey, you know what? It's not just traditional or Roth IRA. There's traditional or Roth 401k options as well. Did you know that? Did you know that some people, Professor Plum, have access to a Roth 401k? Did you have any clue about that?
I did, but I seem to remember a week ago or so telling you that we had access to one and you didn't know it. Of course, you weren't using it, so why would you know? Why would you care?
You know what? This was set up. When was that set up, anyway?
It's been there for a couple of years.
A couple of years? All right. Well, that's about right about the time. It doesn't matter. I wasn't going to make use of it anyway, but still, it's nice to have, you know? I don't know. Roth 401k, maybe I should have considered something like that. It was never brought to my attention, and once I set up, I set it up so quickly, it was like, good, let's just get it done, that I didn't even bother to ask about that. But anyway, yes, there are Roth 401k options for many people, employers. They're actually becoming more popular. I don't even remember hearing so much about Roth 401ks, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
There weren't very many of them out there. I don't know if they actually came about until about 2010. I can't remember when they first became available. They did not become available at the same time that Roth IRAs became available.
No. We were just starting Roth IRAs in 1998 and just trying to figure out exactly how they worked and who should have one and all this stuff. It was an odd thing when Roth IRAs first started, because if you listen to all the ads, and they had ads, they had Roth IRA advertisements on television. I think paid for by the federal government, or at least some, you know, arm of the federal government, suggesting that everybody should have a Roth IRA. Look at the tax benefits. It grows tax-free and all that stuff. And it did seem like a cool deal back then when they first started. What they were talking to people about was not just putting money into, contributing to a Roth IRA, which the limits back then, I think, were $2,000 in 1998.
They were.
It wasn't just contributing to it, but it also had to do with, hey, you got some other traditional money in there? You know what? You got money sitting in there tax-free? Why don't we convert that? That's an even better idea.
And we'll even let you spread the conversion over 4 tax years. So you don't have to pay taxes all at once. You can kind of slowly pay the taxes over the next 4 years.
You convert it right away.
Yeah, all of it.
But the tax bill...
You would not show the entire taxable event in 1 year. You would take the amount that you converted in 1998, and you would tax 25% of it in 98, 99, mm-hmm. 2000, 2001. Roth 401ks came into existence first year possible with 2006.
2006, okay.
But nobody knew about them for a couple of years after that.
No, it didn't make a big splash. It was kind of a cool thing, right? Spread out your taxes over 4 easy payments of just 25% each.
Well, in 1998, people were converting fairly large amounts. Now, your adjusted gross income had to be under $100,000 a year, not including the conversion, to be able to convert back then. But people that were at $99,000, I saw some people convert $500,000, $800,000 of traditional accounts over to, because heck, their stock market was going up 25% a year.
It was a huge amount.
That was conservative back then in their eyes. Wrong. And they paid the taxes, felt really good about it in 98. And then the 99 tax return, they weren't feeling quite as well. Because when does the 99 return get filed? Oh, about April of 2000.
And what had happened just a
March
month or so before?
It hadn't gone down, but they were still happy because it hadn't gone down very much. By the 2000 return, which is filed in 2001, they were not happy. They were paying taxes on money that no longer existed. And there was no undo button at that point.
No, there wasn't an undo button. This thing that I converted, it was $800,000. It's now worth $300,000, or who knows what it was.
I've already paid tax on $400,000 of it, and I've got two more installments to pay tax on $200,000 more now and $200,000 more next year.
Right. So anyway, that's how those things got started. But the Roth IRA still was a good idea, and still to do Roth conversions can be a really good, a helpful financial tool to have.
It can work in a lot of people's favors. Now, it was a lot easier to do the conversions when we had an undo button. We had that with IRAs for a long time, right up until about a year ago.
Yeah.
Now we have no undo button. Roth 401ks never had the, when you converted from 401k to traditional to Roth, we never had an undo button there. But now we don't have an undo button on any conversion.
No, you don't. So you got to know that what you want to do as far as a conversion goes. You got to know that this is what you want to do. So this is where the planner, I think, comes into existence once again and may be able to offer some advice. So we're going to be talking today about Roth IRAs, about Roth 401ks, about traditional IRAs versus Roth IRAs. We're going to give you, once again, sort of a primer, just a little overview on exactly what they are, how they work, and all that stuff. And by knowing how they work and knowing what they are, both sides of them, it may give you a little bit better edge in determining which one you think is better for you. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, if you have questions on any of this stuff, 877-PLANNER. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com, or go to our, give us a call, 877-PLANNER. The other thing you can do is get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air. I want to remind people of this off-air number. Just in case you need to speak with one of the Brain Trust advisors from Lucia Capital Group across the country, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number there at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. There are planners, there are Brain Trust planners, Brain Trust advisors standing by to help you out. They do this stuff every day. They work closely with the investment teams at Lucia Capital Group, and they're there to help you out. Anything you might need. It's all about strategy. It's all about planning. It's all about looking ahead to your retirement, whether it's taxes or whether it's something else entirely. Income. Guaranteed income. Do you need it? All that stuff. You can talk about it. 800-644-1150. And again, on the air, 877-PLANNER. All right, so we've heard of Roth IRAs. Gosh, they've been around now for 21-plus years. And there are still some people out there who are, you know, maybe fairly new to the investing game, or they never really paid a whole lot of attention to it. They've heard that a Roth IRA exists. But comparing them to a traditional IRA, now the IRAs have been around for a long time, probably 40 years.
73?
Yeah, so what is that now, 45, 46 years? Was it 73?
I believe so.
I want to say 73, 74, something like that. It was right around the time that ERISA came in, I think, and they started establishing 401ks and things like that. Whatever it is, they've been around for a long time. Individual retirement accounts, that's what they are. And they are strictly accounts. You don't actually invest in an IRA. The IRA is simply the account. There are investments inside the accounts, but the IRA is an account in itself. I suspect it was 1973.
It was 73 is the first year you can make one, even though the legislation was passed in 74. It was retroactive because it was still during the open season.
Oh, they made it. Oh, so they went back to the latter part of 1973. Yeah. For tax year 1973.
74. So it was enacted in 74, so okay. It became available then.
Okay, so 74. Well, we were both kind of right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so a traditional IRA. Well, traditional IRA tells you this. Professor Plum, I can put money into my traditional IRA, and assuming that I qualify to do so, I can deduct that contribution into the traditional IRA. So if I was able to put, let's say this year, $7,000.
It's 2019. Age 55 or older.
I have an extra 7.
50 or older.
Yeah.
Yeah. 55, where'd that come from?
50 or older.
You can't drive 55.
Well, you could, but everybody's going to be honking at you.
Song doesn't mean as much anymore.
It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Nobody knows what that means. You put money into, I got an additional $7,000 just lying around not doing anything, so I decide I want to save that, and I'm going to put it inside of a traditional IRA. Why would I consider putting it into a traditional IRA?
Well, the incentive was, you put the money in today, and we will not tax you on that money. So what were the tax rates in 75, 76, 77? I think the marginal rates for some people were quite high. But even at, you know, typical rates, you know, if I can save some money today. Now, not all states bought onto it at the beginning, but they have after, you know, after a year or two. So not if I put money in today, I don't pay taxes at the federal level on the amount of money I put in today, and I don't pay taxes at the state level if I'm in a state that charges a state income tax. So if I'm in the 28% income tax bracket, and I'm in a state like California that has a 9% income tax bracket, what's that? 37%.
Yeah.
So I put in $1,000. I save $370 in taxes this year. Put in $6,000. I save $1,900 or so in taxes, or more than that, this year.
Yeah.
That's a big incentive. That means I can pocket some extra money, and I don't have to pay the taxes now. But there's always a catch.
There's a catch, all right, and we'll tell you what it is when we come back. That's right. The catch is later on. They've got your money. You want to get it out? All right, pay up. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back with more. Don't go away.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Going beyond the buckets in search of the investment options you may integrate into your wealth management plan. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, the Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER. Right. 877-752-6637. Again, we're back live here in the studio and live for the remainder of this week. If you have any money questions, you can give us a call. And it doesn't have to be on IRAs, traditional, or Roth, although we are talking about those. Now, as before the break, of course, we're kind of doing the little primer here on IRAs and Roths and traditionals and how all that works. Traditional IRAs, as we said, give you a tax break, assuming you qualify. Now, there are certain income limits where if you make over a certain amount of money, you're not going to get a tax break for putting money into the IRA.
If you make over certain levels and you're a participant in a company-sponsored retirement plan.
Yeah, there are a few different rules, and then you can have a spouse that may be able to contribute.
There's a different
threshold
for that.
Yeah, anyway, without getting into all that, let's just assume that you qualify.
But the idea is that you get a tax deduction up front. Well, what the government giveth, they take it away. When you pull the money out sometime in the future, now it is tax deferred, so you don't pay anything, hopefully, over the years while you're hopefully growing the account, either through income being reinvested, interest, dividends, things of that nature, or through actual appreciation in the investments that you have, so that you put in that now $6,000 for anybody, $7,000 for an age 50 or above. Hopefully it grows, and that one deposit maybe $12,000, $15,000, $18,000 by the time you retire.
Who knows?
Wouldn't be nice. You get to pull that money out, but you get to pay taxes in. The presumption, or at least the idea, is that you're in a higher tax bracket when you're working than you will be when you retire. Sometimes that's true, sometimes not. Some people go from a high tax state while they're working and move to a no tax state when they're retired. That drops their income taxes in retirement. Some people have done a very good job saving, and they also have pensions, and they end up being in a higher, and they move to the wrong state when they retire,
no kidding.
And they go from a moderate tax bracket to a higher tax bracket. That's not good. So what the government did in 1997-98 was create the opposite, basically just turned it around.
It's an IRA inside out. That's called a Roth IRA.
No deduction, no immediate tax incentive, nothing to help me out today. But when I pull the money out plus appreciation in the future, tax-free. That tax-free also does not affect the taxability of our Social Security. When they first introduced taxation of Social Security in 83, the tax deduction still outweighed. We still had some arbitrage there. Now a lot more people are actually paying taxes on their Social Security. And the thing that's throwing them over the edge to affect their Social Security are the IRA withdrawals. So not only are they paying tax on a dollar of IRA withdrawal, they may be paying tax on 85 cents of Social Security. That jacks up the actual cost, the true tax bracket, so to speak, that you're paying on these. So you have to be aware of what's going on, what your tax bracket is going to be in retirement. Because sometimes what looks like I'm in a high bracket now is not the worst thing in the world. And it may be, it could be higher in retirement. And that's where the Roth really, really shines. When you have the option where you actually can choose between a tax-deductible traditional IRA and a tax-free upfront, basically tax-free Roth IRA. If I can take the deduction, which one do I? Now, as John mentioned a minute ago, a lot of people cannot do the deduction. If you have a company-sponsored retirement plan at work, whether it be a profit-sharing plan that you don't even contribute to, a pension you don't even contribute to, 401k for some type of plan you do contribute to, it doesn't matter. As long as there's a plan at work and you're a participant in it, if your income is over certain thresholds, you can't deduct the contribution. So now my choice is a non-deductible IRA contribution,
yeah,
which the growth will come out taxable in the future, or a non-deductible Roth IRA, which the growth will come out tax-free. Flexibility, everything's all over here. That one's a no-brainer. The Roth is a much better deal.
But you mean you would rather put a non-deductible contribution in now and take out whatever earnings down the road? You'd rather take those out tax-free than pay taxes on them?
Yeah, if I'm not getting the deduction up front, yeah,
I don't know,
I'm going to fall back on that one and say,
yeah,
that's one of the few no-brainers that if you have a choice and your only choice is a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution or a non-deductible Roth IRA contribution, boom, the Roth every time. And a lot of people are in that situation. Now, with the advent of the Roth 401k, now we've got potential options at work, and there are no income limits on the Roth 401k. Doesn't matter what is Bill Gates still under 70? It doesn't matter. Is he still working? Is he still taking in?
We probably shouldn't use him because I don't know that he shows up for work
guy.
Every day.
Zuckerberg, maybe? His 401k?
Okay. Yeah, as long as he shows up for work.
I think he's probably over the limits on the income limits.
I'll check.
Yeah, I would imagine Facebook has a 401k.
He's a young guy. He's got plenty of time to save, too. So.
So now it becomes, should he, even though he's in a very, 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 very high tax bracket, he can do a let's assume that his company offers a 401k and he can participate in it. He can do either a tax deductible or a tax non-deductible Roth 401k. Now, in his case, I'd probably go the Roth either way because he's never going to be anything less than the maximum tax bracket. But a lot of us have potential options where we may or may not have the same tax bracket in retirement. And this is where planning, at least some forecasting, can come into play. Where might you be? And this is the problem. It's not a clear-cut science. There's too many things that can get in the way, either hurting us from our ability to save and building up a big portfolio, or maybe even helping us better than expected returns and things of that nature. So it's very difficult to forecast, but unfortunately, it's kind of a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional Roth. Now, a lot of people ignore the forecasting part and just say, you know what? I feel better with the tax deduction, or I feel better knowing that I'll have tax-free income in retirement. To be honest, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing wrong is, I don't want to do it at all. I'm not going to save. That's the wrong part.
Well, that is the wrong part.
But as long as you're saving, you can make, unless it's a clear-cut issue where you've recently received a raise, you got 6 more years until retirement, you've gotten a job promotion, in the last 6 years, you're just going to make 3 times what you're making the rest of your life, and your standard of living is staying the same, and you're just socking money away. But you're not going to have a huge, you haven't had a chance to save a lot up to this point, you're going to have, then it's a matter of, okay, we have a pretty good idea of what your retirement's going to look like. Or, on the other side, somebody who has a very nice pension, a lot of law enforcement, safety members, have pretty good pensions. And in many cases, they're going to be in higher tax brackets in retirement than they are while they're working. I guess that one becomes a problem because a lot of people still like the tax deduction. And even though that we can show that they'll probably be in a higher bracket when they retire, the kids are out of the house, the mortgage is paid off, there's no deductions, and they're going to have more income in retirement than they had while they were working once the 401k and everything kicks in.
They say they'll worry about that then?
I'll worry about it then. I want the deduction now.
And it comes down to this. Do I take the deduction now when I'm in a certain tax bracket and pay it later, or do I pay the taxes now and allow it to grow tax-free? That's the whole thing.
Do I take the certainty of the tax deduction today for the unknown in the future?
Which is your tax bracket in the future and tax laws and all that other stuff.
Or do I give up the certainty of knowing I can save some money now for the hope that I will have a better situation in the future?
And hope that you have a whole lot of growth.
Some people will just say,
you know what?
I might not even be here. Forget it. I'm taking the tax deduction today.
Right. Now, there are other things to consider, too, though. Some people will say, well, even if I'm in, even if I pay taxes now and I wind up later on, it should have been better if I'd paid taxes then. Sometimes for some people, having that Roth money as income is nice because they don't know what kind of, you know, other income they're going to have later on. And the Roth IRA is really kind of a nice deal because it doesn't figure into your, well, we'll get into that. When we talked about taxation and Social Security and all that stuff, there's some benefits to having the Roth. 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Get it? Do you get the reference?
I understand the reference.
Yes, because what are we talking about?
Bonds.
Bonds.
Income bonds.
Income. Or?
Like my market shaken, not stirred.
Got any more of those?
No, I don't.
No? What did he drive, an Aston Martin?
Most of the time.
I heard that when he switched over, and I don't know when it was, to a BMW.
Oh, they threw a fit. A lot of his loyal fans threw a fit.
Yes, but do you know what it did to BMW sales? That whatever this model was, and I am not a James Bond fan. I really don't know. I'm surprised I knew
the
Aston Martin.
It was a cool one.
Well, oh, yeah, it was. But the sales went through the roof, and it shows you the power of, you know, slipping in marketing. Really quite...
My son and I will watch movies, and we're like, whoa, wonder how much so-and-so paid for that placement. I mean, some of it is just so blatant.
Oh, of course,
you know,
yes.
The car pulls up, and it right into the camera, and all you see is the emblem on the front and the hood of the car.
Oh, yeah. Which is what makes... Now, I wasn't really a Wayne's World fan, but if you saw that movie, they made fun of that whole product placement thing. They did a nice little
two-minute
bit of, you know, just product, strictly product placement.
Or you'll see a movie where the vehicle, they've debadged it to... they've taken every reference of what kind of car it was off of it, which nobody would normally do, just because the company wouldn't pay. They wouldn't pay for the placement. But,
you know. Hey, you know what? We're never going to do that. All right, I'm telling you right now, we are never going to do that. Not us. No, this show goes as smoothly as an ice cold bottle of Aquafina. All right, 877 Planner. Oh, bonds. That's what it was. That's where we started with bonds, the whole idea of bonds. First of all, bonds, okay. For those that don't necessarily understand the relationship between interest rates and bonds, when interest rates rise, the value of the bonds that you hold goes down. All right? That's how that works. And it makes intuitive sense. If I'm holding a...
For a number of years, it worked the other way around. When interest rates... went down, the value of your bond that you held went up.
Well, of course.
But that stopped a couple of years ago. Now we've been slowly creeping higher on the interest rates, which now means the valuation of the bond goes down. How much does it go down? Well, it depends on the length of maturity. How long between now and when I get my face value back?
Right. So let's take an extreme example. For some reason, I took $100,000 and I bought a 10-year bond.
Let's make it a 30-year bond, you know, 2 years ago when interest rates were at, call it 2% for the 30-year bond.
Okay, 2% over 30 years. I put $100,000 in it, which means it's this little note that I have is going to spit back $2,000 to me every single year for the next 30 years. Okay?
And at the end of that 30-year period of time, when I'm guaranteed to get my $100,000 back.
Right. It's a long time away. And in the meantime, I'd be getting $2,000 a year for 30 years, which is $60,000 total that it's going to pay me. If all of a sudden interest rates went from 2% the next day to 4%,
what happened on that particular bond, now that a new 30-year bond would be paying him 3%. So I could have the same security, the same issue, just bought it at a different time. And instead of getting $2,000 a year of interest, I could get $3,000 a year. So if I could find a way to sell my bond and then rebuy another one today for $100,000, instead of $2,000 a year in interest for the next 28 years, I could get $3,000 a year for the next, call it 28 years, because the 28...
Right, but I'm holding this thing that's only paying $2,000 a year.
So how do I
Who's going to buy that?
To buy this bond that's only paying them $2,000 a year for the rest of the time. Basically, I'm giving up 1% a year in interest, assuming interest rates stay the same from there, for the next 28 years. I'm giving up 28% in interest over 30 years. Nobody's going to pay me full value for that bond. They're going to pay me something less. How much? Well, it depends on the attitude towards rising interest rates. We know that that individual is going to get less return over the next 28 years than what you could get by just putting it into a new bond. So I have to discount my bond to get somebody to buy it. I have to make it attractive. Why would somebody buy something with a $2,000 a year income for the next 28 years when they could buy something that gave them $3,000 a year in interest? With the same guarantee, same issuing company, same government.
Same guarantee, it's the exact same thing. Yeah.
Same credit worthiness. And you could probably buy it from a 28-year time horizon and get more interest.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. So what you have to do is lower the price of your bond so that it matches exactly what they would get out on, you know, the open market or whatever to get the 3%. There's an actual formula, and that's what your bond. Now, that's if you have 28 years left. What if, you know, you only had...
If my bond matures next year, then I'm only missing out on the interest that I could have earned for 1 year. That's not a big difference. If I had a 2% bond or in the same thing, but now I'm at year 29, it's going to mature in 1 year. But new bonds for 1 year are paying 3% instead of the 2%. I'm missing out on 1% of income for the next year. And then I'm going to have all my money back anyway. So there's very little movement in that particular area.
Which
I don't
means
have to discount
it
much.
Right.
Yeah, discount it by 1%, basically.
And this is why when you have bonds, you have to understand what this is what's called yield to maturity. This is what it's going to pay you for the life of that bond. That bond has a finite life. I like to look at them as little cash machines, all right, if you want to put this mental image in your mind. And it's good for the cash machine will continue to spit out cash every year or month or quarter or however you want, for that guaranteed period of time. At the end of that period of time, the machine is broken. You take it back to the store, and you say, this thing's busted, and the store, assuming they're still in business, gives you all your money back for it. It's a great guarantee. In the meantime,
the risk that we're talking about right now is the interest rate risk.
Yes.
We haven't talked about credit risk and default risk and things like that. We're assuming that the bond pays just as it's supposed to, and pays you back your principal just as it's supposed to. We're just talking interest rate risk. The risk that interest rates change and the value of your current value of your bond goes up or down based on that inverse relationship. That's one of the risks that you face when you're buying fixed income type securities. Bonds and preferred stocks in many cases. The income that I'm going to be receiving is fixed. I know what the income is. It's stated on a bond. It's the coupon rate, the interest rate, times the face amount.
And
we
know
what that number is.
And if you're happy with that and you have no intention of selling it, then you really, I mean, especially with government bonds, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose money on it other than what you could have had.
Yeah, it's the opportunity with the interest rate.
Right.
But once you get away from the government bond and you get outside the U.S. government or you go into the corporate world, now you have the risk of the company. The risk that the company does not live up to the deal of the loan that they made, the interest rate and the principal repayment. Now, a big company, you know, that's where we have to look at what is the risk that they don't pay us back. And many large companies, there's probably very little risk that they don't pay us back. But in some companies, they've got so many different levels of bonds that they're, you know, they get into the junk bonds, and that has to do with ratings and risk. And there's somewhat of a risk that you may not get paid back. There's a default risk. So, how much of a discount do I have to take if I'm not only worried that interest rates may go up, but I'm worried that I might not get any of my money back? We saw this a lot back when a very high quality, very, very, very large, large company had troubles, 10 years ago now, General Motors.
Nine, 10 years ago, yes.
And then it became an issue of, will the bondholders even get their money back after the government did what the government did? And so what went with 5-10 years earlier was super high quality paper became junk. And you were not only worried about whether you were going to get your interest payment, you were worried about getting your money back at the time. So I remember seeing those bonds, and you know, the interest that they were paying compared to the current value was huge.
Well, because
they were worried that they weren't going to get their principal back.
You have to make it attractive. Nobody's going to buy a bond unless they're satisfied with the interest that they're going to get. And so you have to raise the interest rates in order to attract people to buy those bonds. That's why they're called, you know, junk bonds pay so much, because nobody's going to want to buy something with no reward, take all that risk. So you have the yield to maturity that we talked about, and just
Yield to maturity takes into account buying a bond on the secondary market, buying a bond for either more than its current face amount or less than its current face amount, and understanding and assuming that it continues to pay and you get paid back at maturity. You know, let's say that I'm buying, I could go out and probably buy a 6%, you know, bond today that has 10 years left to maturity. You know, but would I be paying the face amount? Let's say it's a $10,000 bond. I probably couldn't buy that for $10,000. I'd have to pay more for it today because the real rate of return is going to be somewhere in that 3-4% range. So I'm paying a premium for it. So yield to maturity, the calculation of yield to maturity, takes into account that I'm paying more for it now, and I'm going to lose some principal between now and when it matures, but I'm going to get this interest rate. So it's a combination of what did I put into it, what am I going to receive back over time, and assuming it matures and gives me back my full money. So it may have a coupon of 6, but it has a yield to maturity of 4, because that's what I'm really earning, because I had to pay more for it early. Or conversely, if it's selling at a discount, it may have a coupon of 3, but I may be making some money on the principal, so I may have a yield to maturity that's higher than it. So it's all a matter of higher discount and premium taken into consideration.
It's a matter of what did I put in at the beginning of the term
and
how much did
back?
I get back at the end? What am I left with plus all my payments? All right, 877-PLANNER. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. Get to a couple of emails. I know we had questions on this very topic. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Come into Lowe's and save on everything you need to give your home a new look. Start with a fresh coat of paint inside or out with 20% off Valspar and 30% off HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Interior and Exterior Paint Plus Primer. Then, find the perfect suite for your kitchen or laundry room with up to 30% off select appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 123. Paint offer available via rebate. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
We've got the strategy and we've got the team to execute it. The financial planning strategists and the investment team at Lucia Capital Group are ready to answer your questions on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Again, we've got another hour coming up. We have a whole lot more to talk about. We'll get to some of your phone calls, more of your phone calls, your emails as well. If you want to email the show, go to our website, wealthed.com. As I said, some emails coming up next hour. A lot of different topics and things that a couple of questions people had on some topics that we had last week. So those came in over the weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about those. Some numbers to get to as well. By the numbers... Did I see this right? S&P was down 9% total return in December 2018.
I thought Decembers were always supposed to be good.
That's what they said. You know, go away in May, come back in November.
They're always good right up until they're not. And
Yeah.
Been a handful that haven't been that good.
Well, that's...
Problem is when they're not good, they're really not good. Probably because you expect them to be good and then they're... Not good on top of that. And
yes.
It really, really kind of stinks.
Yes. It's you were expecting good. You not only got bad, you got really bad. And that's exactly what happened. So we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that next hour. As I said, some numbers coming up, et cetera. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Trying to consider whether you should do a Roth or a traditional. We've been talking a lot about the Roth or traditional 401k. Now, Professor Plum, when you put money into a Roth 401k, you've got earnings, you've got your own contributions, which were post-tax.
Right.
So there is basis inside your 401k.
Oh, there very much is in a Roth 401k, and there are earnings. There's one thing that is not in a Roth 401k, and those are matching contributions. Matching contributions from your employer, you do get matched. If your company matches a 401k contribution, it doesn't matter whether it goes into the traditional side or the Roth side, they will match it. But the matching contribution does not go into the Roth account. It goes into the traditional account. So the matching contribution will always be on the other side, the traditional 401k side. The only thing that's in the Roth 401k say are your contributions and hopefully whatever earnings that you've been able to create on those contributions. So when you ultimately terminate employment, you may have elected the Roth 401k from day one. You've never contributed to a traditional 401k at that company. But there was a matching program. When you retire, you have two types of money. Roth 401k money and traditional 401k money. You can roll the Roth 401k, all of it, including the earnings in the Roth 401k, to a Roth IRA. And then you can take the traditional 401k money and roll it directly to a traditional IRA to avoid tax. Or if you don't mind paying the tax, you can convert that to a traditional or a Roth IRA at that time. But a lot of people believe that, A, they don't get matching contributions, or if they do, the matching contributions go into the Roth. And I think the first part of that is people don't think they're getting a match because they don't see it in their Roth 401k. It's because it's in the traditional side. But it is, they do match. Or not everybody matches, but they, if they match, they'll match both sides.
Now, it's the same 401k. It's just got
a different account.
Yeah, it's a different. I mean, you have the same. You have the same investments across the board.
It'll be the same investments.
Everything is the same, but it's a different type. It's a different account altogether.
It's a different accounting. It'll just be a different account number. It'll be the, you know, account number 135T for the traditional one, or the 135R for the raw. I don't know.
Well, whatever
the
it
happens to be. It's just going to be a separate segregated account from
now,
the traditional side.
When you take money out of the Roth 401k, let's say you're, we talked about what happens if you take it out prior to 59 and a half, or, you know, prior to being of age, whatever your age happens to be. If you take it once you reach age 59 and a half, do you have to worry about any of this partly taxable, partly not taxable business?
No, it's a qualified distribution. From an accounting standpoint, they will keep track of how much is coming out of basis, how much is coming out of earnings. But for you, it's a qualified distribution. You don't care. It's going to be tax-free. Unless you roll it all over to an IRA.
Well, that's kind of where I was going.
Because when you move a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA, the five-year time horizon that you had and that you had satisfied with the Roth 401k stays with the 401k. Now you're looking at IRAs. And the first question for a qualified distribution from a Roth IRA is, have you had a Roth IRA continuously for at least 5 years? Any Roth IRA for continuously for at least 5 years. The second question is, are you 59 and a half? Well, if you take all your money in your Roth 401k and move it to an IRA, maybe you're 62, 63, 65 years of age, and you got started late, so there's only maybe $30,000, $40,000 in there. Most of it is contributions. Maybe it's $20,000 of contributions, $10,000 of earnings. Just making it up for this example. And I don't have any Roth IRAs. None, zero, not a zilch. And I quit, and I roll it over to a Roth IRA. And then I think, you know what? I'd kind of like to pay off my car, do this, do that. And it's going to take $30,000. I'm going to take this $30,000 out of my IRA because, hey, I'm 59 and a half. I've had a Roth account. It was a 401k account for a long time. Yeah, sure. Well, you haven't had a Roth IRA for a long time. You haven't had a Roth IRA for 5 years. So you need to season it. You can take the 20 out. Because now the 20 is your contribution base.
You can always take that out.
Went from the IRA.
Yes.
But the 10,000 of earnings, you haven't reached the seasoning point yet, 5 years and 59 and a half.
Again.
You've only reached 59 and a half.
Well, because again, you've gone from 401k to IRA. They are two separate deals.
Two separate five-year rules.
Okay, now, we talked about getting your money out at 59 and a half. Doggone, I just lost my train of thought.
What about 55?
Well, we could talk about the age 55.
All 55 does is avoid penalties.
Well, that's true. Now, oh boy, I had a good rollover question. Oh, I hate when that happens. 30 seconds ago, I had it as you were talking. I said, "This is the way to go," and now I can't remember what in the heck it was.
Rollover, huh?
Not a rollover. Well, when you're moving the money from the 401k over to the
IRA?
The Roth side of the house.
Conversion?
Now, see, now the pressure's on. I got less than a minute. I can't think of it. I'll think of it next hour.
You'll think of it between the
break. That's what the heck I was trying to talk about.
We'll try to write it down.
It was a perfect way to end the hour because it had something to do with something. I can't remember what
60
it was.
60-day conversion?
Nah. I won't think of it. I got like 55
seconds. Not going to get it.
So, all right. Anyway, we got another hour coming up. If you have any questions on any of this stuff, you know, one of the decisions that you have to make as you're approaching retirement, but it's more critical as you approach retirement, is whether or not you should do a Roth or a traditional IRA. Now, some people who aren't making a whole lot of money and they're not in a very high tax bracket and they're young, they got a lot of time, it's almost a no-brainer to the point where you say, okay, yeah, do the Roth IRA. If you have a Roth 401k option, great. If you have a matching contribution, do it. But as you get older, that question is a little less clear-cut. This is where an advisor comes in handy. You can give folks at Lucia Capital Group a call. This is what they deal with. Tax management, planning, all that. 800-644-1150. The off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour coming up, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.